Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the third and final hour of me, Rank, on the Live with Rank show. A couple of things we talked about in the first couple hours. Wrote a pretty, I thought, cool article. Fun article, let's put it that way. What was the cost of gasoline when you were 16? Check it out at WBCKFM.com. Not only is there a lot of great information there, there's a hot link to where you can find out the year that you turned 16. How much did gas really cost? Also, I told you some bad news. Governor Whitmer is pointing to vetoing the suspension of the gas tax here in the state of Michigan, the 27.2 cents per gallon that you pay for state gas tax, 18 cents per gallon for federal gas tax. She wants the federal to suspend theirs, but she's apparently not going to spend ours. It was voted on in the House. I do believe there were 6-7 Democrats who voted for it. The rest voted against it. And it'll be voted for by the Senate this week. It'll probably pass and go to her desk. And she's basically, as of last Friday, talking about vetoing it. I also told you about an interesting little study from the CDC, data that says that fully vaccinated people. Hold on. COVID-19 case and hospitalization rates have increased among people who got a COVID-19 vaccine following the emergence of Omicron by 1,000%. The COVID-19 case rate in fully vaccinated people rose by more than 1,000% between December 11th, 2021 and January 2022. Completely different than what we were talking about. And I even localized it to right here. Not only Michigan, but Southwest Michigan area, South Central and West, Bronson Health Systems. Someone sent me this. BronsonHealth.com/coronavirus-COVID-19. Check it out. Hospitalizations at Bronson with vaccine status. As of 3/9 of last week, March 9th, there were 32 people in their four hospitals, which is great news. 18 were fully vaccinated. 14 were not vaccinated. Completely opposite. Not even just completely opposite, way opposite. So not even were they wrong by one. We were told in the 90% range, I thought, if that's the number I'm remembering, here in Michigan, people are in the hospital have not been vaccinated if they're in a hospital for COVID-19. So as of March 9th, 32 people in the four Bronson hospitals with COVID-19, 18 fully vaccinated, 14 not. And then if you look at today, March 14th, 31 hospitalized in their four hospitals. That includes Bronson, Battle Creek, Lakeview, Methodist, and South Haven. 18 not vaccinated, 13 fully vaccinated. So at least it flipped the other way, but it's not even close to the numbers they're talking about. So I found that very, very interesting. Hey, you know what? I want to wish a happy birthday, because it's his 50th, to a person who's been the go-to gun expert when it comes to the Live with Rank show. Joel Fulton, part owner of Freedom Firearms, is 50 years old today. The big 5-0. And I asked him if I could announce the actual age, and he said yes. So the big 5-0, that's huge. Oh, you know what I found out, by the way? If, remember the inflation rate came out last Friday, 7.9%. Which is large, for the largest in 40 years. Well, a little old known economist named Peter Schiff, he's very well known, by the way, I'm being facetious. He was on over the weekend, and he was talking about that inflation number, 7.9%. And he was talking about how it goes back to the highest since in 40 years, like 1982. But then he informed us this, that there was a little different calculation for the consumer price index back in 82 than there is today. And if we applied the 82, which would only be fair, way of calculating inflation, our inflation wouldn't be 7.9%. It would be over 15%. The worst in the history of our country. And we all felt it. We all knew it. But that's what they did. They were so embarrassed. Now, I don't know when they changed it. I'm not saying they changed it under Biden. I think they changed it before him. However long ago they changed it. But they were so embarrassed by the inflation rates. I assume they went and changed the calculation. So if we were to be fair, our 7.9% is well over 15% inflation. But we knew it. You go to the store, nothing's 7% up. It's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60% or more up. Gas is closing in on 100% increasing. So that was huge. You hearing a lot about that? No, you're not hearing that being reported. I wonder why. 269-441-9595. I have a few more little ditties, but we'll hold on. I do want to get to this. A bill circulating through Congress would stop the Biden administration from stockpiling records on American gun owners by altering federal law to allow firearm dealers to destroy sale records. The bill, of which the Washington Free Beacon got a copy of, is from Biden's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF. It states they have amassed nearly 1 billion records detailing American citizens' firearm purchases, a figure that is far higher, they say, than Congress and the public has been aware of. Over 1 billion records. The bill doubled the number of Registry Rights Act would require, dubbed the No Registry Rights Act would require the ATF to delete all existing records detailing American firearm sales and allow licensed gun dealers to destroy their records when they go out of business, effectively stopping the federal government from adding to the database. So the ATF has been collecting this data for years, even though U.S. law prohibits the government from keeping a federal database on gun owners. We'll get more into that, but I want to talk to Chuck, I think this is. Chuck called in, I'm being told, and I think if I know who this is, he is calling in about something one of you called in about last Friday, and I didn't catch it. I did think, and I think I said I got to look into that if you have a CCW, you give up your Fourth Amendment rights. One of you called in about that last week. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to, is it Chuck?
This is Chuck.
Good morning, Chuck. Why don't you explain who Chuck is?
Okay, I've been a career in law enforcement, career in the military, and I teach concealed pistol license classes here in Battle Creek now.
Right. In fact, I took one of yours refresher classes. Well, you were involved in the refresher class with, it was at Joel's place, who's just turned 50 today.
Yep.
No, he's catching up to you, huh, yeah. Chuck?
Yes, he is. Yeah, back on February 6th.
Right. I took I probably should have remembered this, but so many things are going on. So, Chuck, as you heard me say, the caller called in last Friday and said that if you have a CCW here in Michigan, you've given up your Fourth Amendment rights to seizure of your car. That is not true, correct?
Okay, first of all, it's not a CCW, right? It's a CPL.
CPL. I'm sorry. I keep getting that wrong. Right.
Pistol license, yeah. And...
Well, wait, now why do they call it a CCW then, too?
They don't.
Well, people call it that.
People do. CCW is it's the criminal charge, carrying a concealed weapon.
Ah, okay, there you go.
CPL is the license that allows you to carry a pistol concealed.
Right.
CCW is the law that covers all weapons that you carry illegally.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, so having a concealed pistol license isn't against the law. So no one can take your Fourth Amendment right away from you if you're not violating certain laws. Now, you can give up your Fourth Amendment right by telling somebody they can search whatever they want. But just having a concealed pistol license, which is a legal thing to do, does not in and of itself cause you to give up any of your other rights up to and include your Fourth Amendment.
Right. And I'm glad that someone contacted me after the show via email, and I know they had contacted you and straightened me out. I should have caught that, but it's great to know, because I don't want false information or misunderstood information to be spread, certainly during my show.
Right. Now, you said that you didn't pick it up in class. And that's not something I would have addressed in class because I wouldn't know that anybody would have thought that way. And where the guy heard that, I don't know. But no, not just having a concealed pistol license. You don't give up anything. As a matter of fact, you gain quite a bit.
What do you mean by gaining quite a bit?
Well, you have the ability to protect yourself. And then there's a lot of places that you can carry a gun where, say, somebody who is a, say they're a non-concealed pistol license holder and they want to open carry. Well, if you have a concealed pistol license, there's places you can carry that they can't. Like you can carry in your car. They can't carry in your car. Mm-hmm. You can conceal carry in places like bank, credit union, theater, place with a liquor license, like say Meijer or the C-Store. Whereas a non-concealed pistol license holder trying to open carry, they can't open carry in any of those places because they don't have, they're not given that ability.
So, Chuck, you were a police officer for, as you said, a long time, and now you do a lot of training when it comes to CPL. Why do so many people, do you think, blame the gun as opposed to the person who holds the gun when it comes to crime?
Because it's an easy thing to place the blame on.
And
It does pass common sense rule, right? Because the gun never did anything. And if you look at realistic statistics, there are other things that kill a lot more people than people with guns, right? Like people with cars or people with knives or whatever kill a lot of people also. But they don't say, oh, we got to get rid of cars or we got to get rid of knives. But guns are just a thing that there are people who want to eliminate the gun or take away our right to have it. So that's what they go after. And they blame it on the gun when, guns are not violent.
Right, right. Well, thanks, Chuck, for calling in and straightening us all out.
Yep, anytime.
You have a great day. 269-441-9595. If you guys like to comment on that, I know after the show on Friday, I got several emails about that. And now you do not give up your right to the Fourth Amendment when it comes to a CPL. Now back to this other, now back to a commercial. And we'll come back and give you some more information about this bill that would hopefully bar not just the Biden administration, any administration from collecting all these records. You're listening to Live with Rank. Again, the number is 269-441-9595. If you'd like to join us, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Live with Rank. Well, it's not in the name of love. It's in the name of guns. I was telling you about this bombshell, I think, report from the Washington Free Beacon. And apparently no one knew this, that our government has over 1 billion records, sales records of who's buying firearms. So the Republicans have put forth a bill called the No Registry Rights Act, which required the ATF to delete all existing records detailing American firearm sales and also allowed licensed gun dealers to destroy their records when they go out of business. Because apparently the ATF has been collecting data for years, even though the U.S. law prohibits the government from keeping a federal database on gun owners. So you see how they don't even follow their own law, and then no one will probably be held accountable for this. If you can't have, it's against the law. Now, you may think it's a good idea what they're doing, you guys out there, some of you, and that's all fine. That's your opinion, but it's against the law. So change the law if that's what you think. They cannot keep a list, a database of gun owners, but they do. And they have over 1 billion records. Congressman Mike Cloud, a Republican for Texas, is sponsoring the bill. And he says it's a direct response to the Biden administration's now new proposed plan to illegally mandate firearm dealers keep their records in perpetuity and provide them to the federal government. It is against the law to have a database of people who own guns in the United States. But yet the person seated as president is saying, I'm breaking that law. Give me all the data. And you're not hearing anything in the media about it. The bill would not force would not only force the ATF to delete all of his existing firearm transaction records, but also allow licensed gun dealers to destroy their records when they go out of business. So apparently they have to keep their records while in business. They keep them. They're not supposed to give them to the government. So part of this bill Biden wants to do, again, illegally, is force them to keep the records forever. So let's say you start a business selling guns. You have a federal firearm license. You're 25. You stop at the age of 30. You've had enough. You're out of the game. You're supposed to keep those records till the day you die and illegally give them to the government. Currently, when a licensed gun dealer goes out of business, their records for the last 20 years are transferred to the ATF and entered into the database. The Biden administration wants to change that law so the gun stores must keep their records in perpetuity, meaning that when a store closes, the government gets all their sales records. Why are they getting any now if it's illegal? This is something you should call and contact your congresspeople's person's office about. Now, this is something that Biden will never sign, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't try. And when there's a Republican Congress, Congress controlled by Congress as well as the presidency, they would put this bill into, they would pass this bill. It says within 90 days of the bill's passage, the ATF would have to destroy all firearms records and confirm to Congress that has done so. Would anybody believe them? I wouldn't. The ATF maintains that the database is not used to track legal gun owners, but is used by law enforcement to help solve gun crimes. But it's still a database of who owns what records. So how do you make such an unintelligent comment? And again, these are the people that we have in our government that will say, you know, that database of everybody who owns a gun, that's not a database of everybody who owns a gun, or we don't use it to track anybody. We use it to go after people to solve gun crimes. Now, in response to that, the Texas congressman said the bill would not hinder law enforcement. Authorities would still be able to search through records, though it would be done via existing and decentralized networks. Since many guns involved in crimes are stolen or obtained on the black market, tracing is not only a viable option for law enforcement. Just more of the same. Not only keeping records, but also illegally keeping those records. Well, we don't use that database as a database. We use it as a database for a database to solve crimes. And like any of us, even if that's true, no, I take that back. Even if they're not stupid enough to think that, or smart enough to think that it's what they just said was stupid, would anybody believe them? Of course not. Who believes government anymore? Suckers. You listen to Live with Rank. We'll be right back after this.
95.3 WBCK.
It's easy to think that, aside from high gas prices, you personally will not be affected by the Russia-Ukraine war 6,000 miles away. Don't be that fool. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by ExpressVPN. Secure your online data and get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. A Russian attack on our fiber optic cables or satellites would take down critical sectors like internet traffic, banking, GPS, water treatment facilities, power plants, and the power grid. Many cybersecurity experts predict large-scale denial-of-service attacks, too. So you need to prepare now. 1. Have a plan if the internet or cell service goes down. Remember, texting will usually work when nothing else does. 2. Lock down your home and business router and network from hackers, as well as use a VPN. 3, be on the lookout for phishing scams in your email, on social media, and on your phone. Don't click the links. Now, if you need these steps written out, it's my USA Today column this week that you can read, print, and share at commando.com. What does U.S. News, PC Magazine, and Popular Science have in common? They all rank SimpliSafe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. And U.S. News just named SimpliSafe the best home security of 2022 as well. SimpliSafe protects your whole home around the clock. Every door, window, and room, all backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business. With a comprehensive set of sensors and cameras, including the all-new wireless outdoor security camera, you always know what's going on inside and outside your home. SimpliSafe is less than a dollar a day, and you can set it up in about 30 minutes. And it's always simple to use. There's never a long-term contract, and you can even try it free for 60 days, risk-free. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at SimpliSafeKim.com. Go today and claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a high near 53 degrees. Southwest winds 6 to 13 miles per hour, perhaps gusting as high as 23 miles per hour. Tonight's mostly cloudy with a chance of overnight showers, a low around 35 degrees. And Tuesday, it's mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, a high near 52 degrees.
What happens when the IRS audits you? I'm Ginny Cosola with the Fox Business Tax Tip, coming up after this.
Listen to be part of the conversation with me, Brian Kilmeade. I'll talk about the biggest stories of the day and get your take along with some of the biggest newsmakers around. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the podcast at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
You can reduce your risk of getting a letter from the IRS, says CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin & Associates.
Make sure that all the numbers kind of make sense and that they agree to the source document.
Zellin says computers review your return for errors and income that doesn't fit your neighborhood.
How did you eat? How did you live if you only made $10,000 a year?
You may need a CPA to help you respond. The IRS does not cold call you. They'll send you a letter. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Listen to WBCK on your mobile device, anytime, anywhere. It's free. Brought to you by Airway Auto Parts and Recycling. Don't scrap your car. Get instant cash from Airway.
I've been in a cave for 40 days. Only a spark to light my way. I want to give out, I want to give in. This is our crime, this is our sin. But I still believe, through the pain and through the grief.
You listen live with Rank, and I thank you for that. You know, I forgot to play this piece earlier. I should have. Remember I played that former Democrat politician, those of you who were listening, if you weren't, who was on an ABC Sunday morning political show and on a panel, and she just blamed everything, and not even joking, everything that is wrong today is either Trump or the Republicans' fault. In fact, Trump deficit spending, but Biden isn't deficit spending. Trump spent money that brought about this inflation, but Biden didn't. You know, it's just crazy. Here is Larry Summers. This is Barack Obama's lead economist for a while, talking about this whole new line. And why he's doing this, I don't know. There's a reason why he's coming out and embarrassing that Heidi, whatever her name I played earlier, and embarrassing Biden and everybody else who claims it's Putin, Jen Psaki, it's Putin's fault. The question is why? Because he wasn't this honest during Trump's years. But in response to it's Putin's fault, everything is Putin's fault now when it comes to inflation, this is what Larry Summers, Barack Obama's chief economist for a while, said. And by the way, he is a Harvard professor.
This is a grave problem. The president was wrong to blame this month's number on Ukraine. everybody had been expecting from the time before Putin launched the invasion, that inflation was going to accelerate from January to February. This is a consequence fundamentally of an overheated economy, and we're not going to have a full solution until we do something about that overheated economy.
Now he's talking about inflation. That's, again, not someone from the right, not someone who was an economist under Trump's administration. He was Barack Obama's head economist for a while. Now, what are you saying about all these Democrats who are saying it is the war in Ukraine that's causing the inflation, Larry?
This is a grave problem. The president was wrong to blame this month's number on Ukraine.
So you get it. You get it. Now, talking about Ukraine, I played this for you last week. This is Kamala Harris laughing during when people are being killed. Innocent people, not just soldiers, innocent people are being killed by the war criminals in the Russian army that have come into that country. They are war criminals. Again, I thought that was a professional army. It is not. Putin is a war criminal. Kamala Harris is laughing out there with her cackling. Remember we played this for you in Poland? So here's a question that's being asked to her. And there's a reason I'm replaying this, okay? Because I have another clip of Doug Schoen talking about that, a longtime political strategist for that party. Here is that press conference between Harris and the vice president, and the president of Poland. And the question is being addressed to Harris first.
I wanted to ask you about some reporting that my colleague here in Poland noticed. He recently spoke with the mayor of the largest border town who told him that the refugee system is essentially not set up for this, that it will collapse. It's an improvised system that can work for maybe 2 weeks, but not indefinitely. And I'm wondering what the United States is going to do more specifically to set up a permanent infrastructure. And relatedly, is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees? And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
I confess. Okay, so this time. Szanowna pani redaktor.
So she doesn't answer the question. She just cackles. In a most serious, what do you think people think of our country and that administration with her there? Now, Doug Schoen, who's a longtime Democrat strategist, was asked about that over the weekend. And this is what he said.
Brian, I was embarrassed. This is not a Democratic and Republican issue. This is an issue of transcendent foreign policy needs and concerns of the United States. And she came up not only short, but the laughter, the failure to unequivocally say we will do anything we can for the Ukrainian people to provide as much support as possible sadly means that I have to agree with Monica. I wish I could disagree, but as a Democrat and an American first, I think this was tragic and very, very, very sad.
Yeah, that's right. Now, a couple of things I want to bring up about Russia and Ukraine. Russia is supposed to be this great country we all fear. Now, we do to an extent because of the nukes. Otherwise, if it wasn't for the nukes, they asked China for military support. So think about that. That is like Ukraine, a poor country, asking us for military support and others. We get that. But Russia says they need military support. So they're going out and asking China to give them that military support. Now, we should be putting pressure on China to some extent. There's new reporting from a guy who lies for a living, Jake Sullivan, who literally could be caught up in this whole Russian. He's the one who brought up this whole Russian Trump thing. He was one of them who was pushing it and could literally be thrown in jail for it, but he's a Democrat, so that won't happen. There's talk of him talking to someone from the Chinese government and putting pressure on them not to help. On Friday, Biden announced, along with the European Union and the group of seven countries, the U.S. will move to revoke the, quote, most favored nation, end quote, trade status for Russia. We'll see what happens there. Stripping that most favored nation status from Russia would allow the United States and other allies to impose tariffs now on Russian imports. And then this. This is what I've been wanting to ask, and here I am at the end of my show asking. I don't know if you have time to call in. You can certainly tomorrow if you remember. Congress wants to seize money from Russian elites and send it to Ukraine. What do you guys think about that? I get it. I understand it. But my thought is, unless you can directly show a support between the private Russian company and the government, and I know it may be there, but are we going down an interesting path? Because I think Russia has come out now and said, you want to play that game? We're going to be seizing all the assets of American companies over here to help fund the war. The bill is from a Republican congressman in Tennessee. And he wants to offset the cost of the United States humanitarian aid projects by targeting the wealthy elites who support and aid Russia's president. I get it, and I'm sure everyone over there has to pay him to do business. But unless you can show it directly, is this a path you want to move down? And doesn't it then open for all of our company's assets to be seized over in Russia? And again, I know it's easy to go down that path. I know anybody who thinks like me and others like who think like me think we're sympathizers. I want Russia crushed. I wish we can exact what Russia is doing to Ukraine on Russia. I want Putin thrown in jail, not assassinated, thrown in jail for the rest of his life. But we're dealing with a nuclear-armed country. And the reason Ukraine's where it's at today is because Bill Clinton convinced Ukraine to give up their weapons and said, we will protect you from Russia if they were to invade. Oh, also, I wanted to bring up, you see this now? Russia's threatening to abandon the American astronaut in space as sanctions threaten peace aboard the International Space Station. Once again, we gave up our ability through our shuttle program or whatever else to go get our own astronauts back. We've been paying Russia to be our taxi cab driver for our astronauts in the International Space station. And now it could turn around to bite us. I don't know how we get around this. I bet you the people who run the opposite, or not the opposite, whatever their NASA over there is not on board with this. I bet you they want to bring that guy back. You can't do anything in that country without Putin saying you can. It's another way of which we've been put into a situation that we got to rely on terrorist countries like Russia to bring our people back or provide us with oil. 269-441-9595. You listen live with Rank. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Live with Rank show. Appreciate that. We're talking about Russia. Now it's threatening to abandon our American astronaut in space. He's been up there for 355 days. He's due to come back very soon. And they're saying, eh, we're not going to bring him back. We'll see if that's a bluff. Let's hope it's a bluff. Look who we're talking about. A guy who bombs men, I mean, women and children. A maternity hospital. By the way, did you guys see that? They call it famous, but because so many people saw that picture of that woman being brought out on a stretcher, who's pregnant and she had a pink shirt. Yeah, both her and her baby died, according to the reporting from the hospitals or the hospital out there. So, of course, he'll leave them out there. And we have no way that I know of getting them back. If that's to happen. Let's go to the phone lines. Jason from Battle Creek would like to talk about this. Good morning, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Rank. You pretty much said a lot of the stuff I wanted to say, but I also want to point out that the Russians still actually train at NASA.
Right.
And so my question is that how many Russian astronauts or whatever are in our NASA facilities right now, and if I was president, I'd be like, okay, you leave our astronaut in space, you can count on your staying at NASA and not coming home.
Yeah, I don't know what if Putin would care. See, that's the problem. When you deal with a madman, when you deal with someone like him, I take that back. He's not necessarily mad. When you deal with someone as evil and ruthless as him, you know, I thought actually, first of all, let me finish that thought. I'm starting to be like a dog now, squirrel. Then it doesn't matter to someone like that. So that type of discussion is taken off the table. But I thought you were going to say, listen, if you don't bring our guy back, we're going to send however many of our astronauts here to go live in one of our liberal cities here in the country. You know, and then people would be like, oh, man, what did you think they did? You know, kill your mother or something? That
we would be against human rights, you know? And
right. I don't. What do you think they're bluffing? I've got to believe that the professionals at the whatever the NASA is over there are not liking this, but they got to do what he says or they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a sociopath who will, if you disagree with him, you're dead.
Right. All right, Jason. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 269-441-9595. We're in a tough situation here. Tough situation. The situation in Ukraine is getting worse and worse by the day. And it's being compounded by what it appears a confusion at the Biden administration level. Does it seem to any of you that we have some type of coherent strategy? Now, I'm talking about the Biden administration. I haven't followed the other countries, and I don't know. But it doesn't seem like we have a coherent strategy here. They've been all over the place. We're going to give you rockets to shoot down planes and to shoot and destroy tanks. And we're going to give you millions of rounds of ammunition to shoot and kill Russians. But we're not going to give you a plane. On the Republican side, we have Lindsey Graham effectively calling for the assassination of Putin. Republicans and Democrats calling for a no-fly zone over Ukraine so our pilots can engage. Again, think with your mind, not your heart. We really need serious people who we can think about, or I should say who can think about what to do next and maybe have some type of restraint when they do it. We need calmer and sober minds to be thinking this stuff through. Michael writes this. Hi, Rank. While I agree with you, this is wrong. I don't question his desire to police his own backyard. Are you talking about Putin? I was on active duty in Berlin in 1989 when the wall fell. At that time, Russia was afraid of unified Germany, which is not unreasonable since they just fought two world wars with them. The West told them, we will not expand NATO to the east, so they disbanded the Soviet Union. That lasted a while, but then came the eastward expansion. Now the expansion itself wasn't that bad, but in 2014, there was an Obama CIA George Soros-funded coup in the Ukraine, followed almost immediately with jobs for the kids of powerful U.S. politicians, Hunter Biden, $84,000 a month, Pelosi, Romney, Kerry. You have to ask yourself, why would former Eastern Soviet bloc nations want to be in NATO? They'd have to raise money to build an army capable of helping support against a Russian invasion. That's what they get the billions of dollars in U.S. aid for. When the foreign aid is given, a slice of that is given right back to corrupt politicians in America. That's why it was so significant when Joe famously said, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you don't get the billions in foreign aid. Fast forward less than 10 years, and now there is a U.S.-funded biological facilities in the Ukraine. Of course, the mainstream media says, no, there aren't. But when questioned by Senator Rubio, we went through that. Last week, I played that for you. These are not Chinese or Russian biolabs. At least 8 of these are bioweapon labs are operated exclusively by the U.S. These laboratories consolidate and secure pathogens and toxins of security concern to conduct enhanced biosecurity, biosafety, and biosurveillance measures through international research partnerships. Doesn't get much closer than that. Congressional testimony under oath from the Undersecretary of State. All this said, policing your own backyard, while it sucks for everyone who lives there, and it truly is a bad thing, maybe it isn't completely unjustified. So, Mike, are you saying what Putin's doing in policing his own backyard? But killing innocent people. He's not just fighting the army. He is killing men, women, and children who have nothing to do with the army. He is killing women and children who have nothing to do. He's killing and destroying their cities. That's the problem. I understand what you're saying. And yes, as he said, it's a bad situation. But I'm not so sure that Putin is, quote, the terrorist, end quote, you're making him out to be. Have a great day. The reason I'm saying that again, Mike, is because what he's doing. He doesn't have to be killing the populace to do what he's trying to do. He doesn't have to be bombing hospitals to do what he's trying to do. He doesn't have to be killing pregnant women and their children. That's why I called him a terrorist state. And that's why I believe and hope that they keep these sanctions on as long as it takes to get them to pay back not only the reconstruction of Ukraine, give back Crimea, maybe a buffer zone. Well, we're going to have to turn that around on him. We need a buffer zone from him now, or Ukraine does, and more. Thanks, everybody. Ran out of time. I have a few more things to say, but we'll do it tomorrow at 9 a.m. You're listening to the Live at the Rank Show. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.